Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation.
I will be their voice.
In this episode, we'll be hearing about the Worldwide Vegan Summit for Truth and Freedom, October 15th to the 17th, 2021, a free online conference. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. We're listening to the music of Vegan Smythe in Australia. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station nor its management. This is Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts, host of Vegan Nation. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
So I'll be their voice. Do you know what's happening? Do you know what really occurs? If it's all too frightening, silence makes it worse. You've got some extra strength to give, and you can be their voice. You can be their voice.
The Worldwide Vegan Summit for Truth and Freedom is dedicated to uncovering and celebrating the hidden keys to health, to exposing the censorship and coercion that are devastating the landscape of our society, and to offering positive solutions to create a healthier and more just and compassionate world. The Worldwide Vegan Summit for Truth and Freedom is all about health, compassion, empowerment, and positive social change. With our freedoms under an unparalleled assault, we can inspire support and learn from each other. And as Gandhi emphasized, each of us can be the change we'd like to see in the world. You tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. In this episode, I'll be sharing a snippet of a speech, a live stream by Hannah Maria. She's one of the speakers at the Worldwide Vegan Summit for Truth and Freedom. Hannah Maria lives in Spain, and she is the founder of the International Police for Freedom. Hannah and her husband, Richard K. Van, live in Spain. And last year, in 2020, Hannah, along with her husband, Richard, joined us for an interview on Vegan Nation. And at that time, they were in Peru. You can also find information about the Worldwide Vegan Summit for Truth and Freedom, a free online summit, at willtuttle.com/summit. The Worldwide Vegan Summit for Truth and Freedom. Here's a couple of messages from this page. During these challenging times, do you yearn for healthy immunity and radiant vitality? Are you concerned about the human conflicts, hunger, disease, and social division that plagues our earth? Are you questioning the mainstream narratives that promote disease, censorship, and the rapid erosion of human rights and freedom? Two essential movements in our world, the vegan movement and the health freedom movement, are both growing rapidly, yet never before, until now with this summit, have they been brought together in a coherent and empowering way. Both authentic veganism and basic human freedoms are under unprecedented attack. How do we most effectively respond to this? How do we get to the roots of our rapidly unfolding global crisis? The featured speakers include Dr. T. Colin Campbell, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, Dr. Pam Popper, Dr. Brian Clement, Derek Brose, Dr. Rupa Shah, Dr. Amity May, vegan psychologist Claire Mann, Dr. Nihal Parikh, Don Lester and David Parker, Margarita Restrepo, Hannah Maria, Karen Rianzi, Serena Farb, Joanne Farb, and Dr. Will Tuttle. As you can see, we are blessed with an abundance of wisdom, passion, expertise, and experience in this first-of-its-kind free online event, the Worldwide Vegan Summit for Truth and Freedom, happening October 15th to 17th, 2021.
So I'll be there. Do you know what's happening? Do you know what really occurs?
it's all too frightening. Silence makes it worse. You've got some extra strength to give, and you can be their voice.
In this episode of Vegan Nation, I am going to include a snippet of one of Hannah Maria's live streams. So Hannah Maria is one of the speakers, one of the featured speakers at the Worldwide Vegan Summit for Truth and Freedom, and she is the founder of the International Police for Freedom. And so we'll be hearing a little bit from her, and I look forward to this conference and listening to all the speeches. This recording of Hannah was in September 2021. And I also have a couple of the snippets of other recordings of rallies and protests that happened in September 2021 that relate to the short clip I'm going to play of Hannah Maria's live stream.
Beloved, greetings from the Andalusia Mountains again. Today, I have something quite urgent and serious to talk about, and that is the growing hatred of police. There recently, over the weekend, was a violent clash between demonstrators and police in Melbourne, Victoria. There's a very definite agenda by the media that is fueling this hatred towards the police. We have to understand that police is not our enemy. Oh, how easy it is to direct all of our frustration and anger towards them, because they are being played as pawns of tyranny in this time. And I'm not saying that what they're doing is right by any means. In fact, it's wrong. They're breaking down our constitutions. They are following orders just for a paycheck. They are actively helping to destroy our fundamental liberties and basic human rights. And there's absolutely no excuse for that. However, there are people who are being pushed to do far worse things than the police right now. And why is it that people forget about that? Why is it that we only direct our hatred towards the police because the media has planned it this way? The powers that shouldn't be has planned it this way. What do you think happens when more and more activists get violent on the streets and start beating up the police? Do you really think we have the force to overthrow a tyranny by ourselves? No way. They have all the weapons imaginable in this world. And if we keep going down this path of responding to violence with force, they're only going to be bringing more troops on the streets. We're going to be seeing more militarization of our societies. I don't want to see blood on the streets. Have you noticed how in the media they started fueling this agenda of domestic terrorism, trying to paint us freedom activists into terrorists? Is that what we want? I don't want that. So we have to be very, very careful not to allow this media-fueled agenda to infiltrate our consciousness and make us lose sight of the bigger picture of what is actually going on. What is the solution? What is the best weapon that we can yield? The sword of truth. We have to inform our police, our nurses, our doctors, our teachers. They are all equally culpable. They are all equally complicit in this crime against humanity. Police is not the only one who is now actively betraying us. Don't lose sight of that. The hospitals are turning into gulags, death camps. So what do we need to do? We need to inform them. We need to help the police, the teachers, the nurses, the doctors, the lawyers, to understand that what is happening now has absolutely nothing to do with any kind of sanitary regulations, but it is a permanent installation of an all new culture. Totalitarianism. Absolute social control. Medical fascism. There's many names for it, but it's tyranny. At the heart of it, it's just tyranny. And we can't overthrow a tyranny with force. They have crowd control technology that we cannot even imagine. You know, if we keep going down that road of storming in through the, you know, police walls and demonstrations, we are going to only see further traumatization of the people and the police, further division, further PTSD, further trauma-based actions, and further breaking down of our communities. I talk to police on a regular basis. As most of you know, I'm coordinating Police of Freedom, which is an international movement of police who do recognize that what is happening is wrong, who are actively doing outreach to their colleagues, who are gathering police to start speaking up, to inform them that this is a fourth industrial revolution and that there's been an enormous transfer of wealth. 61% of the world's wealth has been moved to the highest earning class of our world. 61% growth. Okay, this is nothing to do with COVID whatsoever. This is the first step of installing a permanent new system globally.
We're listening to Hanna Maria, a vegan in Spain. Hanna Maria is the founder of the International Police for Freedom. Hanna is one of the speakers at the upcoming The Worldwide Vegan Summit for Truth and Freedom, October 15th to 17th, 2021. And here's a short clip of one of the members of Police for Freedom in Canada. And this was from September 2021.
This is Dr. Imad G with Bright Light News in front of the CBC building on Front Street, reporting live here. And we're with Vincent Gerses, who is an experienced retired former police officer and forensics investigator. And Vincent, you just finished speaking. You're on stage, and you expressed some deep concerns about what's going on with our charter rights in Canada. Could you speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been retired for about 6 years, and I'm not representing my former organization, but I am a member of a new organization of policing officers that are retired and active, and it's called Police for Freedom. It started in Spain as a result of what's going on here, and they have members from all across the world reporting to the issues that are happening on the ground in every country. We find that the media is so contorted and one-sided and not really reporting the truths in what we're seeing. So we have boots on the ground in all countries actually reporting what's going on in those countries. Police for Freedom, what it's about, this conglomeration of officers, and it's growing by huge numbers every day, are police officers who primary goal is to identify the truth and what's going on, looking at both sides of the story, speaking to the truth, and interfacing with police officers on the highest levels of morality and ethics. You know, it seems like the morality and ethics issues have really gone by the wayside, especially with what we're seeing now with these mandates of forced vaccination. I think the word inclusivity has gone thrown right out the window, and that's completely wrong. And in some of the coercion that we're seeing is appearing to be criminal in behavior.
In local news, the Massachusetts State Police Union sues the governor over vaccine mandates.
So pay attention. When you start having those thoughts that police is the enemy and we have to somehow teach them a lesson and kick their butts on the street, who implanted that thought into your mind? Is it the media? Is it all those Hollywood movies of the revolution? Because, you know, that is the definition of controlled opposition, is wanting revolution, wanting the same system to revolve again. You can't win violence with violence. You have to use wits, wisdom, strategy. You have to learn. We have to learn from the past. We can't allow our emotions, our frustration to take over us so that we start acting in this way. It's devastating what is happening, especially in Australia and in South Africa and in other countries also. It is absolutely devastating, and we have all the right to feel infuriated and rage. But that energy is being directed to the wrong cause if it's used to attack police on the streets. At the end of the day, they are a part of our community. Their children go to the same schools as ours. What we have to do is allow them to see that the system that they are helping to install permanently into our society is going to ultimately affect them and their children also. So in Police of Freedom, we want to help protect our local police so that they can keep their jobs and that we can have still some kind of connection, that we still have some sort of ability to communicate and liaise with them.
We're listening to Hanna Maria in Spain. Hanna Maria is the founder of Dawn of Peace, a peace organization, and she is also the founder of Police for Freedom, an international group. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. I'm featuring the upcoming conference, a free online summit called the Worldwide Vegan Summit for Truth and Freedom. And Hanna Maria is one of the speakers, and we're listening to a clip of one of her live streams from September 2021. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with our program. Please join us on Vegan Nation right here on WCUW 91.3 FM every Monday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Vegan Nation features local, national, and international news, events, interviews, and music on the vegan lifestyle. Listen worldwide at WCUW.org. Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and the globe. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, this is Lise. You're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, community radio serving Central Massachusetts, on the web at WCUW.org.
Welcome back from the break. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, host of Vegan Nation, and I'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We'll continue hearing this clip from Hanna Maria, vegan in Spain. Hanna is the founder of Police for Freedom, an international movement. And she's also one of the speakers at the upcoming conference, an online free event called the Worldwide Vegan Summit for Truth and Freedom. Here's Hanna.
So in Police of Freedom, we want to help protect our local police so that they can keep their jobs and that we can have still some kind of connection, that we still have some sort of ability to communicate and liaise with them. Because what will happen if that's taken away, if it's going in this radicalized way, if we are being treated more and more like terrorists, there's no longer going to be local police who we're going to be up against. It's going to be military. It's going to be blue helmets or some sort of other global militarized troops. It's the last thing we want. And if we look, you know, a couple years ahead, it could be that there will no longer even be a human being inside that costume. You know, we're already seeing police having to gear up more and more, starting to dress up like Terminators. Black helmets where you can't see their eyes. All this padding everywhere just to be there with the peaceful activists. It's an absolutely disproportionate response. So who knows? If, you know, 5 or 10 years from now, it's going to be actually an AI-controlled machine. We have to understand. We have to help the police to understand that this could be happening. And at that point, they will lose their paychecks, which is the reason why they are now refusing to see reality for what it is and keep on following their orders. Immoral, unlawful orders. That's the society that is being installed now, this AI-controlled surveillance technocracy. We have to help the police to understand that their pension funds are being drained. They will not be having a pension soon. We already know how the healthcare workers are being coerced to get the same, you know, potentially lethal injection.
Now I'm going to share a short clip with you from a protest at a hospital in Canada. And who's being interviewed is a vegan. Yeah. Michael Kuipers.
Okay, we're from Victoria Hospital here in London, Ontario. and we are at the Nurses Walkout Protest. I'm Grant Pace with Druthers News, and we're going to go and see what we can see. Okay, so I'm here with Mike. Hi, Mike. How's it going today?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So what brings you out today?
So here to support everyone who's been harmed by the COVID measures, the lockdowns, all the marginalized and oppressed people. I've been affected a lot myself because of my disability. I'm here speaking up for everyone, anyone like me, and everyone else who has been put in really difficult positions.
So, Mike, with all the gyms closing now, how do you feel about that? Well, they're not closing, actually. They're saying we will not allow you in if you haven't got your vaccine passport.
It's horrible because gyms are very important for physical and mental health. So you can't do that to people.
Exactly, exactly. So how has this pandemic, it's affected you in many, many ways.
Yeah, it's affected me physically, emotionally. People with disabilities already face a lot of isolation, but the measures have increased that even more. So, for example, I'll be too weak to get together with others, so that makes it even more isolating for me. So that's been very difficult. It's affected me in many ways. I have lost a lot of meaning and fulfillment in my life because I'm not able to do things that I usually enjoy, like organizing events and participating in community that I lost for a long time, lost friendships and community. I found a new community here in people who speak up for medical freedom.
That's great. Now I have to ask you, how did you learn about all this? What brought you to this and made you aware of these vaccines and everything that's going on? What woke you up?
What woke me up is the work of Will Tuttle, the author of The World Peace Diet. He was questioning official narratives when this first started. He runs a World Peace Diet circle call. It's a conference call, and I was on that. So his message is basically that the oppression that we're facing, this medical tyranny, is a direct reflection of what we...
Okay, we should be back. Are we back, Henry? Okay, sorry about that, folks. We had a technical difficulty, Duracell problems. Anyways, so we're back here with Mike. And so, Mike, we were talking to Mike about what really woke him up.
Yeah. It was the work of Dr. Will Tuttle. He's the author of The World Peace Diet. And he says that as long as we impose violence and exploitation on other animals, we're going to face that ourselves. Because basically we're creating a system where wealthy elite view us as commodities as well to use and exploit. And because the way we treat others is a reflection of how we treat each other. He questions official narratives, and that's what originally taught me about what's going on. I've known for years that mandatory vaccinations were coming, and that it was just a matter of time. And I've did a lot of research.
You've seen this coming, right? Yeah. The banks, everybody, these elite, they have a lot to. They've been planning this for many, many, many years. So, yeah. And I never thought I'd live to see it. I'm sure you never thought the same.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly not the way it's happening now.
Very, very fast.
Yeah. Okay, that was a short edited clip from Druthers News and Information. And it was a vegan who was being interviewed, and that was Michael Kuipers. And that's spelled Kuijpers. Shout out to Michael. Thank you, Michael. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. And I'm featuring news about the upcoming conference called the Worldwide Vegan Summit for Truth and Freedom. And that is founded and organized by Dr. Will Tuttle. And here's his intro to this conference. And then we'll close the show with hearing more from Hannah Maria, a vegan in Spain, the founder of Police for Freedom.
Hi, this is Will Tuttle, and I'm delighted to invite you to the Worldwide Vegan Summit for Truth and Freedom. You know, we're living in unparalleled times of challenge and crisis, and there's no greater gift we can give to the world and to our loved ones and to ourselves than to make an effort to understand the many benefits of a whole food, plant-based, vegan way of living, and also to understand the forces that are at work undermining our health and our freedoms. So these two movements, the vegan movement and the health freedom movement, have not been brought together until now. With this summit, we have for the first time brought together some leading vegan experts, writers, researchers, and authors who have been not only helping to lead the way to a more healthy and compassionate vegan world, but also to help raise awareness about the corruption of the pharmaceutical, medical, governmental complex with the media and the powers that are in many ways working to reduce and erode our most essential freedoms and to divide our movement. So please check out the information on this page. Join us for this wonderful summit that's coming up. Tell your friends and spread the word. This is a critical time, and we really appreciate your efforts. Look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks.
The solution is not violence. Solution is knowledge. Knowledge is power, and we have the knowledge. So we have to be very careful in our actions and know that we are channeling our energy, that fury, that righteous indignation, to the right cause. We can do this non-violently. Okay, why don't we share the videos of all these absolutely successful, phenomenal events that we've had around the world, where police have actually marched together with the people. We have already thousands of police on board in Police for Freedom. And it's growing. Every week I'm getting contacts from new countries. So let's use our knowledge to inspire the teachers, the doctors, the nurses, the lawyers, the police, to stand up and speak up and end this insane race towards absolute control over humanity and nature before it's too late, like we've managed to do in many countries with Police for Freedom. In the Netherlands, the last big march they organized in Rotterdam was 15,000 people. Absolutely peaceful. Not a single march organized by Police for Freedom has had a single arrest. No pepper sprays, no violence.
I want to have that police who I can actually reason with. And I've had so many positive engagements this last year and a half. There was one time I lost it, where I blew up because I was in the Andes, walking around with a mask. Couldn't breathe because there was military on the streets. Took my mask down, and a cop car pulled over to my side and said, "Cover your nose." And because we were in high altitudes, I was actually struggling to breathe. And at that moment, I forgot that it's not these guys' fault. And I just shouted at them. And I let them know that I'm a human being, not a criminal, to leave me alone. Well, what did that result in? Me being surrounded by people with shotguns. Not shotguns, machine guns. And telling me, in this country, here in Peru, if you so-called disrespect the police, you can get 7 years in prison. So that was my one time where I realized that lashing out on the agents of the so-called authority is never the option. So I've been there too. So don't get me wrong. I'm not the perfect goody-two-shoe who never loses their temper. It has happened to me. My husband can testify. He was the one who was trying to calm down these people and said, sorry, my wife is going a bit crazy here. So it happened to me. I understand. I understand that frustration when somebody is treating you like a criminal, when you've done nothing wrong, and it's not right what they are doing.
We're listening to Hannah Maria, founder of Dawn of Peace and the Police for Freedom. Hannah Maria is a vegan in Spain. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Also, check out the Worldwide Vegan Summit for Truth and Freedom. This is Marlene wishing you a good day. Let's go out with the sound of guinea pigs.